Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, provides an update on labor negotiations happening at the country's ports. Additionally, he shares the importance of restoring all transportation modes to pre-pandemic levels to ensure U.S. cotton exports can be delivered on time.
Especially the West Coast ports over the summer have seen a lot of disruptions. There were strikes that began back the first part of June. But luckily, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association were able to reach a tentative agreement in that labor dispute that would last for 6 years and cover the 29 ports responsible for the majority of U.S. imports. And it's a tentative agreement, so it's going to take a few months before it to get ratified and put into effect. But right now, I haven't seen any signs that tentative agreement wouldn't go into effect. For the cotton industry, obviously, we are very aware of what's going on in the ports. We export roughly 80% of all the cotton that's grown in the U.S. Our transportation system, and really all modes of transportation, not just ports, but that's certainly a key piece of it, but trucking, rail, ports, it gives U.S. cotton producers a competitive advantage that when we say that we can deliver cotton to textile mill, whether it's in North Carolina or whether it's in Vietnam, that we get it there when we say we're going to get it there and when the mill's needed. It's really important that all of these different modes of transportation get back to the levels that they were several years ago, pre-pandemic, so that we can keep that competitive advantage moving forward.